Francis Leach, good morning.
Morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm all right. But look, in the AFL, Fremantle's Ryan Crowley has been slapped with a doping ban, yet his season may not be over. How does that work?
Well, the 12-month ban that he received for testing positive to a specified substance last year, namely methadone, which he sought to assist a chronic back problem from a doctor outside the club, means that it's been backdated to the 24th of September last year, which would make him eligible from September 25 this season if the Dockers were to push all the way through to a preliminary final onto a grand final. Highly unlikely that he would be selected, but it doesn't shut the door on his season or his career. Crowley will be able to return to training in 2 months before his suspension ends, and Stephen Rosich, the CEO, chief executive of the Fremantle Dockers, ruled out didn't rule out, a return to play this year if he was able to stay fit and he was required. So it's not all over for Ryan Crowley this season, but more than likely it is. He's off contract at the end of the campaign, hasn't considered retirement, and wants to be in discussion with the clubs about a future with Fremantle following the ban. The ASADA chief executive, Ben McDevitt, said the organisation recognised the tribunal found Crowley did not intentionally violate the code, but his case should serve as a warning to others, Fran.
It's not all over for Australia in the cricket either. On my way in, I heard we lost some early wickets. Michael Clarke went down when I was driving in. The first day of the second test, Steve Smith has steadied the ship, I believe.
Indeed. A fifth century in his last six test matches. He's currently 102 not out. Adam Voges is also enjoying his test cricket opportunity, having been given a second consecutive test match at 37 not out. Australia 3 for 205. Early wickets indeed. Dave Warner went for a duck, and when Sean Marsh joined him after being dismissed by Jerome Taylor, picked up those early wickets. 2 for 16 Australia. But Smith steadied the ship, as you said. Michael Clarke chiming in with 46, and currently Australia 3 for 205. Final session. Day one of the second test at Sabina Park in Jamaica.
And in the NRL, well, getting into a spot of bother has been turned into a fine art by some players, but last night on the Footy Show on Channel 9 took it to a whole new level of pain. This was awful.
Oh, look, if you go onto the ABC website and you say, oh, I want to see this because what's going on, don't click on it, because what you will see is Ben Ross in an arm wrestle with Wendell Saylor, and his arm snaps and you can hear it, and then you hear his scream, and then you just turn away and turn a pale shade of white. It's pretty confronting. It was for a charity event on the Footy Show last night, and Salon Ross, who played with the Dragons, Cronulla, Perth, and all those teams, the Rabbitohs, was arm wrestling Ben Ross, and his arm just broke right there in front of you. The incident shocked the studio audience, as you can imagine. The 35-year-old was taken away by ambulance for treatment in a North Shore hospital, where x-rays confirmed he'd broken the humerus on his right arm. It was gruesome. So avoid it if you're a bit squeamish. Tonight, the Tigers and the Rabbitohs go at it. Last chance, really, for the West Tigers to make some sort of push towards the finals. The Bunnies have won their last three. They were really good against the Warriors in Perth. It's going to be tough for the Tigers without Robbie Farah. But, avoid it if you can.
Do not watch that video. Francis, thanks for the warning. Francis Leach, talk to you again at 7:30. Francis Leach from Grandstand.